Marysville Pilchuck High School students are back in class this week. Emotions still run high there after the fatal shooting 10 days ago. The aftermath of a tragedy like this can last months, years, even decades.
There's no answer that will ever take that pain away. And that is one of the hardest aspects of this, is that even if you get an answer and you think, oh, this is going to satisfy all my questions, it doesn't. That pain just doesn't go away.
That's Natalie Snyder. In 1996, she was wounded in a shooting at Frontier Middle School in Moses Lake. Three people were killed in that same shooting. The perpetrator is serving two life sentences in Clallam Bay State Corrections Center. Jeannie Annell visited Snyder at her home outside Seattle. Snyder still feels the effects of the shooting.
When I was shot, I was actually shot in the back, and it went through my liver and diaphragm, and then out my chest, and then out my arm. So there was a lot of residual pain. There was a lot of surgeries and things like that to repair everything. I spent a lot of time in the hospital just recovering from the life-threatening injuries. My mom had taken me weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and months back to Harborview for doctor's appointments and to physical therapy. And so there were years of that going on, just the physical aspect of it. And then even today, I still have limitations and I still have things that I still have to overcome. I don't have the use of my hand and I don't have full use of my right arm. I have to be extremely careful doing just about every activity. At times I refuse to use my cane because I hate it. And it makes me feel like I'm weak and that I can't do something, and people look at me and I get a twinge of just being irritated when people are like, oh, what's wrong with you? You know, sometimes they say it, and sometimes they just have that expression on their face, and I just want to punch them.
What has the emotional part of this recovery been like for you? I know that's a huge question, but...
It is a huge question, and it's layers. That's probably the main thing, is that going through this process, it is the healing process emotionally has been like an onion. Every time something happens, or, you know, you can't face everything at once. So you just have to kind of, as things come up, you know, as you walk into, for myself, as I walk into a room and that fear of being in a crowded room and everything starts rushing back, I have to kind of separate myself from that and accept it. And so there's a lot of that fear and anxiety that you constantly have to keep in check. And for myself, it's been a matter of continually testing that and forcing myself to get out there and still keep going forward and keep doing the things that I want to do and continue to set the goals that I have so that I'm not letting all of these things affect me. And as far as the process, it's been one day at a time. And as each because it's just such a complicated process, because it's never ending, and it's never ending for the family. It's never ending for me. And so, because everybody's grieving differently and everybody was affected differently, you're living those experiences with your family too. And we're all working through each other's grief at different times. So there may be periods where I'm doing fine, you know, 2 years, whatever, you know, Natalie's doing her thing and she's doing great, but someone else in the family is struggling. And so we just kind of have to all help each other out and look at, you know, who needs what, when, and keep encouraging them. And like I said, because living those events and the unknown, the uncertainty and all of that, It's just a lot of trauma over and over again.
I'm talking with Natalie Snyder. 18 years ago, she was at school in Moses Lake when another student started shooting. We're talking about what recovery from something like that looks like. When you first started thinking about why this happened, dealing with the initial reactive emotions from having to go through that, what was that like?
You know, I think initially it's just so shocking. You just can't take it all in. You can't absorb it. I was 13, and with a 13-year-old's mind, I was so out of my realm of anything I could have ever have imagined. Not only were we dealing with my anger issues and why it happened, but also the family issues of why did it happen to us and why, you know, how are we going to overcome this? And I think everybody's anger, even myself, I mean, my anger lasted years, and I was a very unpleasant person to be around for quite some time. I was very angry, and working through that for me meant stepping outside of Moses Lake and also stepping outside of myself and focusing myself on something that didn't center around this is identifying who I am as a person, but rather it just being something that happened to me and my family, and that I'm not defined by it. I've gone through different stages of going back to Frontier and being a part of the staff there for a very brief amount of time, and that was part of my healing process. As facing my fear of being back in the school and really for the first time facing the teachers, that a lot of the teachers that were there and that kind of thing. So every little thing that I do is peeling back that onion. It's like, okay, now I need to face this aspect of it. Okay, now I need to face this aspect of it. So it's just as time goes on. And then more recently, I took a stand and I went through the Hunter Safety Course, and it was one of the things that I wanted to do more than anything was I wanted to know how to use a gun, and now I have my the ability to do that if I want to. The fears are very real and they're very present all the time, but it is a matter of meeting that head on. And really every single day, because every day you have to make that choice that you're not going to let what happened in the past creep in and affect who you become. And I think that's really the key, because it shaped who you have become to this point, but it shouldn't dictate the rest of your life.
You said you took a hunter safety class. Do you own a gun?
Yes, we do. I think we have 12 in the house, locked up.
How do you talk to your daughter about the guns that you have in the house?
Well, she went through the Hunter Safety Course with me. So that was something that, I mean, this weekend my husband's hunting. Hopefully he gets an elk, so I'm really excited about that. So as far as walking through this process with my daughter, it's been so much more a matter of teaching her responsibility, and that this is guns are a tool that can be used, you know, as a means of getting food and things like that. It's a lifestyle choice for us, and it always has been. So for us, the important thing has really been just making sure that we're being responsible gun owners and that we are educating our kids on safety and what needs to be done, and that there isn't fear, that she shouldn't feel like, oh, there's a gun in my house, this is so terrifying. If there's a gun in my house, I want to make sure that she knows how to use it as a means of protection if that becomes necessary.
So you don't fear guns. That's not something that you're afraid of. What are the things that trigger some of the fears that you've had to grapple with since the shooting happened?
That's kind of a loaded question. It's kind of a matter of almost saying, what aren't you afraid of? Because when something happens where you're supposed to be safe, for me as a kid, you know, it happened in a school, it happened in a classroom, happened during school hours. And so that safety, that security, that blanket that we have is, or I had, was gone. So that's just, I mean, that's just one thing, is when you're constantly in a place where you're afraid of your safety, that just goes on and on and on. And then you're afraid of your kids' safety. And then, am I overreacting when they go to a play group? And am I overreacting if I send them, you know, because I'm terrified to send them to a sporting event or a church event? Or the ball just gets rolling. And so you have to put that fear in its place and put it in perspective, and not let it control you, because it's so real and it's so relevant. It's anywhere from walking into a crowded room and just everything coming back, to hearing a noise that sounds like a gun and it setting something off, somebody coming up behind me and scaring me. It doesn't end. The list just goes on and on and on. And so for me, it's a matter of keeping my mind healthy and in the right frame. And that is, obviously, it's through a supportive church, it's through a supportive family, it's through my relationship with Christ, and that is my foundation, and that's what helps me take those fears and put them in their place and not let them control me.
That's Natalie Snyder. She was injured in a 1996 shooting at Frontier Middle School in Moses Lake. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel.